Hello and welcome to Coffee with Cindy, a weekly devotion to strengthen and encourage you. Here is your host, Cindy Lauterbach.
Isn't it fun when you win something? You know, I can remember when I went to a carnival and won a big stuffed animal. Now, I didn't know where I would put it, but the very fact I won something made me feel like $1 million. I can also remember the very first time I entered a swimming race and won. I couldn't believe it. When they handed me a trophy, I cried. I kept that trophy on a shelf in my room for years. And just last year, while playing a game of bingo on vacation, I won. Throwing up my hands, shouting the word bingo made my night. We love to win, don't we? And it doesn't matter if it's big or small. The very fact that we won means everything. Can you remember a time when you won something? Anything. How did you feel? Wouldn't it be great if we knew we would win everything we ever went for? Every race we ever ran. Every contest we ever entered. With a guarantee like this, we'd be slow to shy away from entering any contest, wouldn't we? Shane and Shane, they wrote a song that talks about winning. Winning the battles we all face every day. Not just one or two, but all of them. Every one of them. They've titled this song, You've Already Won. The gist of it is this. Many of us are fighting battles that Jesus Christ has already won for us. But despite this truth, we continue carrying around our heavy burdens, the battles we were never made to carry, fighting so hard, trying to win each one, when the Bible tells us our battles belong to the Lord. They're His, not ours, His. The lyrics to the song, they go like this. There's peace that outlasts darkness, hope that's in the blood. There's future grace that's mine today that Jesus Christ has won. So I can face tomorrow, for tomorrow's in your hands. All I need, you will provide, just like you always have. I'm fighting a battle that you've already won. No matter what comes my way, I will overcome. I don't know what you're doing, but I do know what you've done. I'm fighting a battle that you've already won. There's mercy in the waiting, manna for today. And when it's gone, I know you're not. You're my hope and stay. When the sea is raging, your spirit is my help. He'll fix my eyes on Jesus Christ. And I'll say, that is well. Oh, I know that it is well. I'm fighting a battle that you've already won. No matter what comes my way, I will overcome. I don't always know what you're doing, but I know what you have done. I'm fighting a battle that you've already won. I know how the story ends. We will be with you again. You're my savior, my defense. No more fear in life or death. I know how this story ends. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4 says this, For the Lord your God is He who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory. And also in Exodus 14, 14, it says this, The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. Now, I'm not sure the battles you're facing, but know this, it's not yours to fight, not yours at all. Every battle you face is not yours. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the Lord, and He will fight for you. Not only will He fight your every battle, but He will win it for you. He will give you the victory every time. Like the song says, we don't always understand what's going on. We don't always understand how He'll work it out, but we do know what He's already done. It's a good idea to reflect on all the ways God has come through for you. Keep a journal of the prayers you've prayed and how the Lord has answered them. Reminding ourselves of what He's already done gives us the confidence to believe for what He will do. Jesus has never lost a battle yet, and He won't start now. Give Him every burden, every battle, and watch how He'll fight for you. And you only need to be still.
Thank you for joining Cindy for this week's devotion. We hope that you were encouraged and that you subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. We look forward to getting together with you again next week.